Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
John Michaels, now he hosts mornings at 6:08 of the Fan in Atlanta. If you listen to our show, you know he grew up in South Florida. He is a hurricane. I am talking ride or die hurricane.
Tatted up, son named Kane.
That's right.
Yes. He's a bigger hurricane than you. I'm talking to anybody out there
question,
listening.
Yes. Like, he is misplaced in Atlanta at times when he's talking about college football because that's how much of a Hurricanes fan he is. So let's bring him on here. First, I want to know, did you get in a better mood because we played your song?
Solana did tell me, he goes, hey, if nothing else, I got your song, which is awesome. I did hear the song first in the Dominican. My wife's Nicaraguan, but we were in the Dominican together, and I go, man, I like this song. She goes, I've had this song for a little while, and I don't know why she knew it, but that is one of the great tracks going right now.
Yeah.
And a couple of weeks ago at Hard Rock Stadium, they played it sometime in the fourth quarter as we were getting our ass kicked by Michigan State, and it made everybody really happy for about 45 seconds. They should have played that damn song the whole game last night because it's about the only thing that would have got the about 28,000 people that were there at Hard Rock getting going yesterday for that terrible performance.
They did play that song last night because Solana had IG'd me when that song was playing. I was like, hey, that's our song. All right, so let's start here, John. Did you sleep last night? I'm imagining you had to wake up somewhere in the 4 o'clock hour for your morning show. Did you sleep at all last night after that Canes game?
About 2 hours, because if you look at my Twitter timeline, for some reason at 1 a.m., I'm on there arguing with Kelvin Harris, and I'm arguing with former Miami players and people about should we have tried to score a touchdown or just lay down like Manny Diaz normally does and decided to do last night. So now I got about 3 hours. And you know, it's to the point now of the college football season when my co-hosts, I walk in and they go, dude, we feel so bad for you. Mind you, the Braves just won the division. We're the flagship of the Braves, so everybody's celebrating. I had guys at the Braves game. People are getting ready for a huge weekend here with the Dogs and Georgia Tech and everybody else. And the first thing people do is go, bro, we feel for you. Which, of course, if you know me very well, sets me off on about a 5:30 a.m. rant about everything that's going on.
You have nicer radio partners, by the way, because the show started today with Crowder laughing in my face on the air.
Well, he's a Gator. They're not known to have a whole lot of class. So what do you expect? I've got Joe Hamilton, who's one of the nicest human beings on earth that played at Georgia Tech. I have Hutchin Mason, again, one of the – and Brian Finneran might be the nicest human being on earth. So they feel bad for me. And then they hear me go on a rant, and they go like, oh, my goodness, are you ever not going to care? And I go, no. If anything, I care more, and maybe I do care too much. Crowder, this will tell you where I was last night. At 1 a.m., my wife taps me on the shoulders. I'm sitting in bed tweeting to my little heart desires. She goes, why are you still awake? The game ended 2 hours ago. And I go, man, that's the smartest thing anybody said to me all day. So I did go to bed. The good thing is I came home at 11. And I just woke up. I set an alarm because I knew I was going to be home with you guys.
Good wife always makes you a better person, John.
That's true.
But John, honestly, me and Hawk have been arguing about this, you know, all show. Bro, like, the game was over. Like, the criticism of Manny, the criticism of Boyd Gallis, I understand. Like, that was a chip. 33 yards, bro. Me and you can kick a 33-yarder. The criticism of Manny just playing for the field goal, I don't think that's justified. Everybody did that. The Ravens, like, there were six or seven NFL teams that did that last week. John Gruden did that in the Vegas game versus
losing.
The Dolphins. No, but you can play. When you get – they have that green damn line on the field that says field goal range. If you get inside of that damn green line, you're like, okay, we got a field goal. Let's kick the field goal and win the game. That criticism's crazy to me, John.
For me, it's not. And the reason I say this, Channing, normally you would be right on. The second part, you're losing. There's 2 minutes left, and you have gassed them for an 80-yard drive. Remember, that drive started at the 10-yard line. TBD's making throws. Cam Harris is making runs. Rooster make runs. And then all of a sudden, you get to the 15, and Manny slams on the brakes. I'm going to tell you why he slammed on the brakes. It had nothing to do with trying to put Andres Borregales in a chance to win the game. He was too damn coward to put his defense back on the field and let Virginia march right back down the field and score. I promise. I have a text chain with buddies. I won 3 drinks last night because every time Miami scored, I go, I'll bet any of you guys that Miami's defense gives up points. And sure enough, all 3 of those drives, Miami's defense gave up points. Manny knew his coward-ass defense was not going to get a stop when it needed to, and then he slammed on the brakes. And here's the biggest problem I have with this. If he comes on the post-game show afterwards and goes, yep, I played for the field goal and we missed. The problem is he said on first and second down, we were trying to score. No, the hell you weren't. You ran the ball directly into the middle of the line where Virginia had success against our interior 3 offensive linemen, and you weren't trying to score. And then you said, because we didn't move it on first and second down, we decided just to kick the field goal on third down, and that's why they put TBD into the little kneel down and set it in the middle of the field. It's a reflection of who Manny Diaz is. He's a bumbling idiot who has completely taken this team and turned it into the Titanic. We're out in the middle of the ocean right now just floating around waiting to hit an iceberg. If he's still the coach against North Carolina in 2 weeks, we're going to hit the iceberg. Mack Brown's going to hang 60 on him and fire him for the second time in his career.
Yeah, well, the defense does not look good. There's no question about it, and he's taken over the defensive play calling, and so that's obviously a concern. But I'm with you on the field goal. The only thing I would say is, again, you can kick the field goal in that situation, but on third down, why not still at least try to move it forward 4 yards, 5 yards? You don't have to be throwing into the end zone on that third down. You don't have to be reckless. But to just say, well, we didn't move it very much on first and second down, like, you've still got time. You've got timeouts. You can try to move that ball on third down. And I know 35-yarder's a chip shot. You know what? A 30-yarder is a bigger chip shot. So that's the part that really galls me. You can be playing for a field goal, but to give up a down, to hand over a down when, this is what I said to Crowder, things are going wrong for you this season. What right. makes you think they're going to go right for you there? Did you see the interception that we had in the end zone that turned out to be a touchdown for UVA?
Right.
Things are not going your way, coach. So just try to make things easier for you. I also find it funny when John goes, when somebody goes, it's a reflection of his personality, it's usually like, you know, he's got some cowardice or whatever. He goes, it's a reflection of his personality. He's a bumbling idiot.
I almost feel bad for, because I went back this morning and started reading my tweets. I said, oh my goodness, I may never be allowed on Miami radio again, because I went after Manny, and rightly so. I went after the little guy that's the athletic director whose name never needs to be uttered again. I went after the president who had one of his administrative assistants write a letter for him yesterday talking about how much he's going to get involved now. It's sickening where this program has become. And like I said, it's a reflection of who the guy is that leads the team. I was there 2 weeks ago, and fans love to tell me what I don't see. And I watched a listless team run on the field before the game and at halftime. And yesterday, I remember they showed Miami running out of the smoke, which used to be one of the most iconic things in college football. And I look at my wife and I go, there's about 3 kids hype. One of them was Nesta, who's going crazy. I think the other was Rooster. And the rest of the kids are just jogging out there like, all right, here we go again. We're going to go get embarrassed on national TV. And then you see what happens on the sideline. You score a touchdown. Virginia was 109th in the country in defense. You score a touchdown and run there and start posing and taking selfies as if Christina Milian has just slid in your DMs and said she wants to go out with you. Why are we doing this? But I know why we're doing it. The guy in the front is style over substance. It started when, and don't get me wrong, I bought in hook, line, and sinker. When he showed up on the yacht and it's a booster party, and I'm going to win. And he crashed Florida State's recruiting party and was handing out beers like it was a kegger at a high school party. I bought in. We all bought in. But eventually the substance has to meet the style. And I think that's one of the things we talked about during the summer. I said, eventually you have to win September, October, November, and December. And at 16-13, 2.5 years in, you're just not winning. No, you didn't have to be reckless with the ball. And I think that's what Kelvin Harris was telling me. You know, NFL teams do it all the time. I said, the Falcons did exactly the same thing last week. The difference was it was 14-14. And if we miss the field goal, we go to overtime. You put this on poor Andres Borregales. I thought he got hit. Doesn't matter. You still got to make the kick. There was a bad snap. Like, everything that can happen wrong on that kick went wrong. And now you're 2-3. And now your season's over, and you're going to be really, really lucky to make a bowl game, which honestly right now I see two winnable games left on the schedule, Duke and Florida State. And we'll see how long all of these kids stay bought in, especially if Manny's out there. He knows he's a lame duck now. If he coaches any longer, how long do these kids continue to buy in, or does it become a YOLO locker room that says it's all about me and me only?
And, John, you brought up the Julio Franks, you know, rebuttal to what, you know, we assume is the Kirk Herbstreit criticism on ESPN, mm-hmm. where he came out, bro, and it was a beautifully written. You said somebody wrote it for him. I can't deny or defer that. But I'm just saying.
Confirm. Yeah, definitely not defirm. I know that.
Defirm is not a word.
It's definitely not deny or defirm.
But John, like we were talking about yesterday.
You know that the Florida Gator, this Albert Gator, was named after Albert Einstein. It's not Albert Gator to call it L.E. Gator, which is what I thought. It's literally named after Albert Einstein. Can you confirm or defirm that, Crowder?
I can confirm that, yes, and we're one of the best public universities in the history of the time.
Oh, my God. You see what's happening here, Michael?
But John, because you're so passionate and you brought it up. Like, Julio Frank said everything right. What does he have to do to prove that? Because he said, I have guys on sports. I love sports. I put people in place to control this. Like, he said everything you want to hear. Does he have to prove it to you? Like, what could he do for you to understand that he does care about this football program?
Blake James, you're fired. There's number one to prove it. This guy has not only run the football program into the ground, our baseball program stinks. The best basketball program is one of the worst in the ACC at this point. You got to get rid of the people in charge. He has to go. Manny Diaz has to go. There's no more winning with this. There's no more waiting until Manny Diaz has his mythical recruits in there 5 years into this. That's how you prove it to me. Have a meeting today where people are forced to step down or resign, and then the next time you have a coaching search, don't pay Temple $4 million 4 hours after Mark Richt walks away and not even have a search. Mario Cristobal should be the coach right now. Are we better with Cristobal? Probably. If not Mario Cristobal, Lane Kiffin should be the coach. The problem is you never interviewed any of these guys. You ran to Temple, handed them a $4 million check, and said we wanted Manny Diaz. What I'm sick of, and this has become a real problem with the University of Miami, on-the-job training as a head football coach. Larry Coker, I get. You kept Clinton Portis and Bryant McKinney and Ed Reed and guys. They went in and wanted Larry Coker, and he won a title and really won two, except we got screwed. Why do you hire a guy off a failed staff as you did with Randy Shannon? And Randy never had the resources to even try. Al Golden, you hired Temple's trash. You turned into Temple's trash. Mark Richt was on a retirement tour. Mark Richt didn't even want to coach anymore. And we handed him $5 million a year because we thought that would be the right thing. And then you hire Manny Diaz off of Mark Richt's failed staff. I don't agree with pretty much anything Dan Wolkin said, but he tweeted last night. He said, reason Miami's where they're at, you've had four straight lazy hires. And that's what Julio Frank needs. And I know he wasn't here for all of them. Some of them was the little lady, Donna Shalala, who was helped facilitating the nonsense. You want to prove to me to answer your question, Crowder? Fire people, hire people that will be held accountable, and get the program back on the right foot. Staying where you're at right now, you're not Wake Forest. You're Duke, you're Georgia Tech, but you had a shiny old trophy case from the 80s, 90s, and 2000. Reality is, we are a middle-of-the-road ACC team in a terrible division with all your starters back this year, and you're going to be lucky to make a bowl game. That's where Julio Frank needs to step in. And then you want the other embarrassing part. Look at the crowd we had last night. There wasn't 37,000 people there. There might have been 20. And those 20 should probably be given medals for sitting and watching this nonsense.
I feel like the flight director on Apollo 13. Tell me what's right. Instead of keep telling me all these problems, tell me what's right on this ship right now.
I got you.
Okay.
There were no Fireman Diaz planes.
Were there
not? Were
there
not? There was no planes.
All right. Well, there you go. Tell me what's right with it. But John, I would ask you this because we're going to run out of time. John Michaels from 680 The Fan. Do you give any merit to the fact that their starting quarterback is out? Possibly the backup quarterback is out, right? Because you don't know if it would have been Garcia or Van Dyke starting if King is out. So is there any merit to, hey, you know what? They fought and tried and were within a chip shot field goal of winning a game with their third string quarterback playing.
No, zero. And I'll tell you why there's zero
merit. I thought it was a good point.
Leonard Taylor looked like the best defensive lineman we have. Why did it take four games for him to get extensive playing time? James Williams is clearly the best safety we have as a true freshman. Why did it take him three games to get extensive playing time? Manny Diaz's defense cannot be this complicated where these kids can't learn. But it's nepotism. He did that a couple of years ago with Gregory Russo. Let him sit for four games, and all of a sudden the fifth game he has two sacks, and now he's got a couple of sacks in the NFL. And you go, wait a second, this kid can play. Yet this staff, and I know there's a different dynamic to the staff now, but this staff loves to keep kids out there. Why is Zach McLeod getting played? I watched Zach McLeod on a two-point conversion get run over into the end zone, yet we trot him out there 45 plays a game. So, yeah, it's a nice little story that TBD had a good second half, and I think the kid, he threw the ball well and looks like he can be a playmaker. The days of having those excuses were in 2019 when you lost to Duke and Georgia Tech and FIU and La Tech. I said to you guys, I think it was like mid-November when we lost to FIU, I would have fired Manny Diaz that day. There would have been no more sticking around. I knew he couldn't coach then. He still can't coach now. So his excuse of having freshmen on the field, that's a him problem. You should have prepared these guys a hell of a lot better and not struggled with Virginia, who average recruiting ranking over the last 4 years is 48. Ours is 12th. You should not be losing to those type of teams. The problem is you can't coach your way out of a wet paper bag. And I'm going to tell you now, as the diehardest Miami fan in the world, I will not go to another game nor buy another T-shirt, pair of socks, or draws if this group is still together. They got to blow it up, and they got to blow it up now, because by the time they come back home, oh, my goodness, they could have three more losses, and nobody's going to show up on a Saturday afternoon.
Follow John Michaels on Twitter. It's John Michaels U. John Michaels and the letter U. And you can understand what the U stands for. John, we will see you November 6th for the Miami-Georgia Tech game.
You will see me tweeting from my basement and hopefully not losing that game, because I do have a bet with my buddy Joe Hamilton, and I thought it was going to be the easiest win ever. Just simply, whoever wins that game has to wear a jersey on our video stream on Monday. I've already had to wear his jersey once when we lost in basketball. I don't want to wear that little-ass jersey. He's like 5'10". I don't want to wear that jersey again.
John Michaels.
Kane, do me right.
Have a good weekend, John. We love you.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, it was about exactly where we thought he'd be.
Oh, you knew he was hot.
Yeah, it was about exactly where we thought he'd be. You're like, what can they do to show you? Fire everyone! What? He didn't even hesitate.
Oh, no.
Fire everyone!
He was hot.
Anyone that knew, whoever parked Manny Diaz's car, fire him!
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.